Kiribose, also a gemach simatova, and I hope you had an easy fast. Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Lamed Vav, and we're here at the top line of Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, three lines in, right? We're up to Abaye. If you remember yesterday, we said at the end of yesterday's daf that Isi, right, Darshan Daf, and women are also potter, right? We had a bunch of halacha, a couple of Yisurim that women are potter from, right? Not shaving their hair, not shaving their beards, or the payas and the beards. And also become Tamil Mason, if they're a Bas Kohen. So Isi added another one, which is Bal Yikuchu, which means do not make a bald spot right on your hair, right on your head, right over a mace. And he darshened it out. Right, we did darshen it out from the Pasuk of Banim Atem Hashem Elokeichem Lo Sizgodedu Lo Sisimikar Chabeneinichem LaMeis. Right, it says Banim, right, implying not women. So we're going to have two other possibilities here. We'll start with two other possibilities as to where Isi gets his halacha, that women are not included in this Isser, right? And then we'll branch off to some other things. We'll get to another Mishnah over here at the bottom, and then a short Amud Beis. We'll take the Mishnah at the bottom there. So that says, Abaye says like this, Hainu time of the Isi, Abaye says, no, really Isi's reason is the following. The Gemar Karcha Karcha mi B'nei Aaron. He has Gzer Shava, right, Karcha Karcha, right, from B'nei Aaron. Again, we had pointed out that the Isra to shave your payas and to shave your beard is repeated by Kohanim and regular Jews as well. So the Isra not to make a bald spot on your head is also repeated both by Kohanim, right, and by regular Bnei Yisrael. So he learns it from the Bnei Aaron. And Malahal and Nashim Turos, Afkan Nashim Turos, just like we saw over there, that it's only for men, which saw it's a machokas, but let's say the Gemara here assumes that it's only for men, by the Isser, these Isurim, by men, by male Kohanim, so too it also applies by male Yisraelim and not women. Ah, Yisrael and Dikasiv Krab, Bakuli and Yanahu Dikhtiv. And now we're going to do the same, if you remember from yesterday, we're going to do the same kind of back and forth logic, Drashot, darshening out in this spot as well, the same back and forth, more or less. Rav Yisrael, the ikaz of krav v'chuli and yana hudichtiv. Now, but if you're assuming, again, we had pointed out yesterday that it is possible to understand that the banim, right, the male, the fact that males, all the halachos by the Kohanim, only apply to males, right, that's a subject of a dispute and a machlokas in terms of where you put the commas, really, and where you separate. Do we assume that all the halachos by Kohanim, not shaving their beards and becoming tamei, etc., and is only by men, or is it only the tumah thing that applies to men and not anything else? And really, the other stuff would apply to everything else. So that's what the Gemara says over here. If you're telling me that, but the pasuk is referring to all of it, meaning that when we say men are male kohanim are chayev and not women, that implies to all of the halachos there. So nishta kramine, right? The pasuk didn't have to say anything. You don't need xer shava, right? If it tasted b'kavachomer, you could have a kavachomer. Bana amina, you would have said that ma kohanim sheribo behem kazev mitzvos. Just like by Kohanim, where they have extra mitzvos, they have more machayiv and more things, right, different, right, special halachos, and that's only by men. So Yisrael b'kosher gain. So certainly, right, when you flip the same halacha back to Yisrael, who does not have as many halachos, but also certainly that would be only shaykh to men as well. So the Gemara says, why do you need the gzera shava? Therefore, no, because the gzera shava tells me, right, that you don't stop and apply the hifsek inyan. You don't say that only the tumah applies to men and not to women. Rather, you apply the male requirement and not women to all of the halachos, right, in that section. So Gemara says, Ashtanami name hifsek inyan. Well, what do you mean? Now that you have the gzer shava, so you could say, that you should say, why don't you say that? Yeah, that the meaning we wanted to say the gzer shava tells me that you don't stop and you apply all the distinction between males and females to all the halachos. The Gemara says, why necessarily do that? Why don't you stop, meaning, i.e., why don't you say that only some of the halachos, the tumah applies to males and not to females? And then what do you do with the gzer shava? Well, then maybe you could use the gzer shava for something else. Right? Pasuk says, lo yikuchu, right, don't make a bald spot in your head. You might have thought that if you make four or five bald spots, you'd be chayv once. It's tamalomar korcha. Right, the chayav kol achas ve'achas. The Torah says korcha to make you chayav on all of them, and then it says berosham matam alomer. What does it teach me that if you make it on your head, right, what does that mean? Fishinamer, because when the pasuk says those is godu those is simukar chopin inichem lemeis, right, yachol lo yechayev el al heinaim al bein heinaim. Right, but the pasuk says that you shouldn't make the bald spot between your eyes. So therefore, the pasuk says rosham, right, for the entire for the entire head. Minayin the rabbis call a rosh, right? Tell me alone, we're Baruch Shem. Therefore, you need the puzzle to teach me that it's chayiv, you're chayiv all over the head. The chayiv all rosh kibin einayim, right? Just like instead of, you know, where your tefillin is, right? It's all over the head. Vainly ele kohanim, sheribo behem akaz of mitzvah yiseros, yisro minalan. And how do you know that that also applies to a regular Jew, and not just a kohen? And this is what you could have used the Gzeirah Shavah for. Nemar kan korcha, nemar halal in korcha, right? Just like it says korcha by here, and by kohanim and by regular Jews, right? Makan chayav al korcha, v'chayav al rosh kibin einayim, just like by kohanim. You chayav for every bald spot and wherever you do it on the head. So after lahalan, so too by regular Jews, chayav al korcha, v'korcha, v'chayav al rosh kibin einayim. You're chayav all over the place. Umalahalan alameis, afkan alameis, and just like by kohanim, you're talking about dead people, making as a sign of mourning, making a bald spot in your head as a sign of mourning, so too by regular Yisraelim, right, is talking about that as well. So you can use Gzeirah Shavah for that, not to tell me that you split, right, that you don't split, rather, and apply the distinction of male to female to all the halachos. Maybe you should split and use Gzeirah Shavah for that. So Gemara says, Im Kain, if that's what Gzeirah Shavah was telling me, Nichtav Kra Kerach, my Karcha Shmaminot Tarzim. No, so it doesn't say Kerach, it says Karcha, right, from the fact that that is a strange lashon, strange way to say bald spot. So then you learn both the fact that you can extend right in the all these halachos from Kohen to Yisrael, and the fact that we don't hifsik einyan, we don't stop and say that only some of the halachos apply to male kohanim, and rather we apply the distinction between males and females to all of the halachos. That's a bayashita. Basically, long story short, basically we have this gzeirah shavah of korcha kerach korcha. Right, from the fact that it says korcha, that teaches me that's easy, but Isi's logic and his reason why women are not chayv. Rava Amar, Rava says much shorter, right? Behind the time of the Isi, the yalef bin einicha mitzvelin. Very, very simple, very fascinating. He takes the lashon of bin einichem, right? Almost like Gzeirah Shavah to tefillin. And malahal nashim petiros, right? That's how we started our whole conversation, right? Why are women chayv in mitzvah saseh shman grama? No. Why are women potter from a sesher's mangrama? So we said we learned it from tefillin. So we started with that. We kind of, I don't know, almost ending with that. Right? Just like women are potter by tefillin as well. Afkan nashim peturos. So too, over here, women are going to be potter from this halacha of making a bald spot. For Rava, my time alone, Mark Abaye, why doesn't Rava like Abaye's Shrita? So Kerach Karcha, lo mashmalai. Well, he doesn't hold that there's any difference between Kerach and Karcha. And if that's true, then you're stuck with, you don't have a reason why the Gzeirah Shavah should necessarily tell me that there's a split between males and female kohanim. Abaye, my time alone, Mark Rava, why didn't Abaye take Rava's shot? Right? Seems pretty straightforward. Amalacha, he would say that Tefillin gufayam mehacha gamala. No, he said because Tefillin could be learned from here. What does that mean? So malahalan makom sha'osin korcha begova shal rosh afkan makom hanacha begova arosh. Just like over here, when you make a bald spot, it means on the top of the head. Right. So too, right. You might have felt the place where you put them, meaning is where the hair grows. Meaning you learn halacha from tefillin, right, from this as well. And that the pasuk says ve'ilu tefillos ben einechem. You should put your tefillin between your eyes. Sometimes you go to a shul and you see a guy with tefillin literally between his eyes. Right? It's all the way down on his forehead. And obviously it looks ridiculous because, how do you know? Because of this Gemara. You're supposed to put the tefillin right at the front, right, of your hair, where the hair grows. Right? So that's what we learn. Right? That's where we get it from, because he flips it. Right? We flip it around. We learn the halacha from korcha, right, to tefillin, to teach me that the tefillin goes right where your hair grows. But bein l'avai, bein l'rava, hai banim atem ma'idar shibay. So Gemara says, okay, fine. So now what do you do with banim atem? Meaning that we had said before, and the yesterday's daf, banim atem l'sham l'kecham, what is it? Lo yikuchu korcha? No. Losis gordu, v'lo sima korcha b'nei nechem l'meis. Right, that was yesterday's drasha. Right, yesterday's drasha, that's banim and not bonos. Right, so that's whether, I guess, the Tanakam or whatever, the other way we learned out Isis halacha was from there. So what do Abaye and Rava do with that pasuk? So hi, mi boy leke tanya. They use it for the following: banim atem l'shem l'kechem. And again, pretty apropos for nowadays. Seres meshuva v'zmanch atem nehagim minag banim. If you're acting like children, so then atem kriyim banim. Then you're called children. Im ein atem nehagim minag banim, ein atem kriyim banim. Devar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says if you're not acting like banim, then you're not actually called banim atem l'shem l'kechem. Rabbi Meir says, no, ben kach atem kriyim banim. No, Rabbi Marashach, you're called, the Jews are banim l'shem. Remember, the pasuk says, banim sochlim hema, right? They were silly or they're foolish or whatever. even though they're still called Bunim. Ve'omer, the Pasuk says, Bunim lo emun bam. That's a Pasuk in Hazinu, coming this week's Parsha. They're not emun, they don't have emuna, right? Lo emun, right? They're missing emuna, but they're still Bunim. Ve'omer, the Pasuk also says, Zerah merei and Bunim mashchisim, right? Bunim, children mashchisim that destroy. Right? And Ve'omer, the Pasuk also says, Ve'yabba ba'makom asher ye'emer lahem lo amiatem. When Kosh Baruch says you're not my nation, Yeremer Lahem Bnei Kelchai, right? But still, they're sons. They're still called sons of Kelchai, of Hashem, of the Living God. So we see that kind of Rabbi Meir brings all these proofs to say that Bnei Israel are still considered Banim, even if they're not doing Rachman al-Islam, they're relatives of Hashem. Gemara says my Omer, right? So what do you need all these, or what are these extra psukim? Probably the last one, right? This is probably the last one. I'm not sure. So either way, what do you need all these extra psukim here for? So it builds on one another. I mean, the first one was that they're called sichlim, right? So they were silly or foolish. And maybe if they're being silly, so fine, okay, they're still kids. But if they're not emun bam, if they don't have emuna, they don't have. Maybe they're not called kids. So Tashma, the Pasuk says, Banim lo emun bam. Still they're called kids. Still they're called children, Banim. Maybe, okay, fine. If they don't have emun bitachon, they're still Banim Lashem. But if they do have avodah zarah, so maybe they're not. So Tashma, the Pasuk says, Zerah merei banim mashchisim, right? People doing evil, right? Who are destroying, right? And that's a reference to avodah zarah, right? As Rashi points out over here, right, maybe they're called bani mashchisim, like destroyed children or children who destroy. But bnei ma'aliyasa ma'aliyalo mikri, maybe they're not called actual children, meaning maybe it's like a subcategory, like lower tier children. So the Gemara says Tashma. Therefore, the pasuk adds right again the last one they brought. Right, so then we reinforce and say that no, they are in fact actually considered to be children. Okay. Switching gears now. Talking about which things women do not do, right, in the Beis HaMikdash. Asmichus, right, leaning on the animals that are brought, right, they would lean on the animal's head. Hatenufos, so waving different korbanos, certain korbanos, like a korban shlamim. Hagashos, bringing the korbanos, right, to the Mizbeach. Kmitos, doing kmita on korban mincha, that's taking like the three middle fingers to take out some of the flour, etc. Vakteros, right, putting korbanos on the mizbeach itself. Amlikos, that's doing shchita on the back and the nape and the back of a bird's head, I guess on the neck. Vakabalos, taking accepting blood. Vahazo, sprinkling blood. Nagim banashim v'lamanashim, that's men and not women, right? Chutz, except what's the one example? Two of them, right? Two examples. Mincha sota and nazira, right? For the korban mincha of a sota and a nazira, shehem and nifos, they do the waving because that is their korban proper, right? That they are going to actually wave the korban mincha around. So Gemara says smichus, right? Leaning on animals. The chetiv k'spozik says again. This is basically the rest of the daf is basically drushes. Pasuk says, "Dabrei b'nei Yisrael v'samach." Right, speak to b'nei Yisrael and do smicha. Right, b'nei Yisrael samchan reim b'nei Yisrael samchos. Right, it's only the men who lean on the cow, let's say, and not the women. Tenufos, what about waving? Pasuk says, right, "Dabrei b'nei Yisrael v'hinif." Right, again, b'nei Yisrael manifin v'im b'nei Yisrael manifin. Right, only men and not women. Only b'nei Yisrael, not b'nei Yisrael. Hagashos, bring the korban, right, to the mizbeach. Right, so men and not women. Kemitza, what about the kemitza? The chetiv pasuk says, "Vevial bnei Aaron v'kamatz." Right, bnei Aaron v'lo bnos Aaron. Okay, we keep on going. Hakatoras, what about burning, right, the incense and the other stuff? The chetiv pasuk says, "Vetiro oso bnei Aaron." Right, bnei Aaron v'lo bnos Aaron. Hamalikos, right, malika, again, putting shefting a bird from the back, right, with a fingernail from the back of the neck. The chetiv pasuk says, "Umalak v'hiktir," right, v'hiktish malika la'aktara. Right, he says you do the malika and then you're maktir, right, the korban on the mizbeach. So that's compared to aktara, just like aktara meant only men. Malika as well. Kabbalah, hakabalos. What about that? The chetiv pasuk says, "V'krivu bnei Aaron." Right, it's only bnei Aaron. V'amar. Again, v'ikrivu zu kabbalas adam, right? That's referring to kabbalas adam. So that's bnei Aaron and not bnos Aaron. Vazos, what about sprinkling? Hazah dehecha, right? The Gemara says just which type of sprinkling, right, are we talking about, right? There's a lot of different sprinklings, right? A lot of birds a lot of birds, a lot of korbanos, and a lot of blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach. It depends which korban it is. Does it go to the top of the mizbeach, under the line of the mizbeach? Right? It depends. The either parah. So if he's talking about the parah duma, so elazar the ksibu, that's talking about elazar. I mean, only the kohen gadol does the sprinkling. So either fnim, if you're talking about the sprinkling inside the beis hamikdash and inside the kodesh by the kodesh kadoshim, so also kohen mashiach kasev bay. Right, only the kohen gadol does that. Right? Again, that's the sprinkling on the paruchas, etc. Right, in on Yom Kippur. Elahazad ben of. Oh, so we're talking about the sprinkling right of a bird. They brought for, let's say, korban chatos. The other kal v'chomer would be ben son, which is the fact that women don't do this is a kal v'chomer from sheep, from a sheep type of korban. Uma ben son lo kavalo kohen l'shchitaso kavalo kohen lazaso. And the Torah says that shchita, right? Again, we've mentioned not in this mesecta, I think, but in previous parts of Daf Yomi cycle for sure, that anybody's shchita is kosher lazar, that a regular Jew can do shchita on a korban. Right, so it doesn't require a kohen, but a kohen does have to do the sprinkling, right, of a korban, right, by a regular sheep korban. So ben ov to shakabel a kohen lemalik also, right, eno din shikvalo haza also, right. So but malika, right, we already said before that malika for the shechting of a bird, right, that's only a kohen. So if only you're going to require a kohen by the shechita, right, and certainly we're going to have to assume that you require a kohen for the sprinkling, right? If you tell me that you require a coin for the sprinkling when you don't need a coin to do the shechita, if you do need a coin for the shechita, certainly you're going to require a coin, right, to do the sprinkling. Chutz mincha sota nazira, right? The korban sota and nazira that bring korban mincha. Amar le Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yoshia didari, Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Elazar's generation. Lo tesev akayach ad amrsli alush maitzah. Don't sit down to explain me this pshat. What's a pshat? Minay le mincha sota shetuna tenufa. How do you know that a mincha sota requires tenufa? But as the Gemara says, Minalan, what do you mean? But Gufak says, said a puzzle says, and Eva Zamincha, right? You wave it all around. Ella Tsunufa Babila Minalan. No, the question was, how do you know that the owner, then i.e. the woman, but really any owner, right, of a korban, right, and specifically here, but I guess I don't know if it's asking about other korbanos, but by the korban sota, how do you know that the woman herself, right, has to do the tenufa, the waving? So also yad yad mishlam. We have xer shavu from korban shlamim. Ksevacha lakacha kohen yad aisha. Right, kohen takes from the hand of the woman. Ksevasam says over there yadav tiviyena, right, that the owner has to bring the shlamim, right, then to do a tenufa, to do the waving. Right, ma kan kohen af lahalin kohen, ma lahalin by them, ma kan by them. Just like over there, right, by the shlamim, it's a kohen and the owner of the shlamim. So over here, it's a kohen and the owner of the korban mincha, which is the woman, which is the sota. So ketzad, right? Kohen machnes yada tagus yad by them, right? The kohen does it together with the bailim. So ashkachan sota, so nazira minalan. So that works for a sota. How do you know about a nazira, a woman who's bringing or finishing up, right, her naziras, right, brings a korban mincha? So the asir kaf kaf. Me, sota, one second, sorry. Just checking one more thing before I... Is it a... yeah, when they finish... Yeah, when a nazir finishes. Yeah, okay. I was just curious if maybe it was... Pashas, is that right? That's what we're talking about. I was curious maybe it's a nazir who doesn't complete there, but this makes sense. Okay, either way, let's just finish up, sorry. Ashkan sota mazir minolan. How do you know that it applies to a nazir who's finishing up her naziros, and she has to bring korban mincha, asya kaf kaf misota, have xer shava, right, they're connected to, they have the same word kaf by a sota and a mincha, right, and a nazira, right, just like by a sota, she's going to do the waving, right, so too, a nazira is going to do the waving as well. Okay, that's a shalom, we'll be right there in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.